Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Elder Lloyd.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and I hope the listeners at home are doing very well as well.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. I hope so too. Well, today until Friday, we're going to be talking about the second coming of the Messiah. You know, the second coming is the blessed hope of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the grand climax of the gospel as we understand it. So the almost complete fulfillment of the most lines of prophecy together with the present condition of the world indicate that he's coming is imminent, and so we're encouraged to actually be ready at all times. Now, my elder, what makes us certain that Christ will return? Why are we so sure?
Okay, we are certain of Christ's return because, number one, Jesus himself said so in John chapter 14, verses 3. He says, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. So this is a direct promise from Jesus Christ himself. Mm. Hence, if we believe his words about salvation, we must also believe his words about his return. Number two, I believe that it is the testimony of the apostles. If you read the book of Acts chapter 1, I think it's verses 11, the disciples saw Christ ascend, and the angel told them that this same Jesus, whom is being taken up from you, will come back again in the same manner. So just as Jesus literally and invisibly ascended to heaven, we also have the assurance that he is coming back. And I think maybe the last thing that I can touch on is prophecies. You know, last time when I checked, it was over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that foretold of Jesus' first coming, and they came to pass. So similarly, I think we have about over 1,500 times in the Scripture where we hear of God's word being fulfilled. So yeah, we definitely know that Jesus Christ is coming back because of what we have been told through the Scripture.
Yeah, you know, he said he's going to come soon. That's what he said. And it's been centuries on end now. And I mean, we were born and they were saying he's coming soon. Our forefathers were born and they were told he's coming soon. Our great-great parents were born also, and they were also told he is coming soon. It looks like a generation after generation after generation is being told he is coming soon. And I think it's been now forever since we've been waiting for the return. Hence, I was asking the question, I mean, are we still sure, even with the passage of centuries?
Yeah. So We are very sure, you know. This I think basically we all have concerns. I remember at some point when I was at school, when I used to ask that question to people, that, you know, we were born and etc. But if you look at it, the Bible does tell us that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. You know, so even in Peter's times, they were already asking that we were told that Jesus Christ is coming. So what I'm simply saying is that even from the time after he was fulfilled, I mean he had died on the cross, there were such questions. But one thing that you have to understand is that there are prophecies that have to be fulfilled, and those prophecies are being fulfilled one at a time. So up until they're fulfilled, we should make haste slowly. That's what Sister White would say, towards salvation, because at the end of the day, we do not want to be like the people in the days of Noah, who actually scoffed and laughed, and they thought that what Christ was, or what Noah was saying, was a lie. And eventually it came to pass. I mean, what do we have to lose in any case?
Right. Now, thank you so much for that. Now, what is the purpose then of the return of the Messiah?
Yeah, the second advent is not just an event. I think we can call it God's final act of redemption, to deliver the righteous. You know, this is the fulfillment of God's ultimate rescue plan, bringing the faithful people into eternal life. That's number one, to deliver the righteousness, the righteous. Number two, to judge the world. If you look at Jude chapter 1, I think it's verses 14 to 15, somewhere there. It speaks about, behold, he comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all. I think that's what it says. So Christ came for the first time so that he could save the world. Now he's coming for the second time so that he can bring justice to the world. And number three, it is to bring bring a restoration. You know, I think in the book of Revelations chapter 21, he says, "I make all things new." You know, if you look at what was lost, Christ is coming to bring back that which was lost. So this earth is full of pain. It is full of death. It is full of sickness. It is full of everything that is bad. So it will be completely renewed into a world without suffering, a world without pain, a world without murder, a world without anything that makes us cry.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to that world. Now, for Christians around the world, what would the second coming mean?
Well, I think first, what did it mean to us? If you remember very well, in the book of David, David says, "I almost stumbled and fell until I went to the sanctuary." Now, in the sanctuary, what did he see? He saw the ashes in the sanctuary. So he understood that, number one, that means, number one, justice. If there is one thing that we are struggling with, it is definitely justice. So it means justice to us. It means justice to for each and everyone that has gone through a whole lot of things. And it is our blessed hope, number one. No matter how hard life gets, we hope for a future where Christ reigns. Because in a future where Christ reigns, there is no challenges. Number two, it is a call to holiness, you know. It is a call, just like the 10 virgins, it is a call to holiness that we should be ready for his coming. So Christians live in a state of readiness, knowing that any moment Christ is going to come. So it helps us to get ready. And then the last part, it is to end all suffering. Like I said, it means no more tears, no more sorrow, no more everything. So basically, this means that we are going to live in a world which is full of peace, full of love, and everything that is good.
Now, you know, we've been told, you know, for centuries that he is coming again, but
yes.
It seems as though the day itself has been kept a secret, even from the most faithful followers. Why is this case?
Yeah, that one is a very interesting one. But I think Matthew chapter 24, if I remember correctly, I think it says that the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven. Imagine if we knew when Christ was going to come back. You know, so many of us would delay to repent, would wait would delay to repent and eventually the preparation, because what we're really concerned about is going to heaven. So we would mess up our lives all this time and then wait for the time. I think that's basically number one, so that we can keep watchful and to prevent complacency, to prevent complacency, and also to strengthen our trust in God. You know, blessed is he that is a servant whom his, what does it say? It says blessed. I think it says blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. I think that's what it says. So we live not by timelines, but basically by trust in his perfect plan, that Christ is going to come, and we just trust in him. So, yeah. We just basically live in trust, and it would be genuine in that way. I mean, just imagine if you tell a child that I'm coming back this time, they have all the time to mess up, and then when you are just about to come, that's when you find everything prepared, you know. But that's not genuine. It's not genuine because it means that all this time you were messing up, and that's fine for you. So the idea of trust is very important.
Very important, yeah. The idea of trust. And I agree that indeed the idea of trust is very important. Now, what would you say in conclusion to the listeners out there?
In conclusion, I would say one of the things that we struggle with the idea of the second coming of Christ as reality. We just think it's just rock doctrine. So Christ's return is not just a doctrine. It's our hope. It's our joy. It's our future. So every trial and pain and struggle that we face, one day will be wiped away. But what I can say is that until then, we need to watch and wait.
Indeed, we need to watch and wait. Thank you so much, my elder. We are going to be connecting with you again once more tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you. Definitely. Tomorrow, same time, same place. And God bless you and the listeners as well.
Lovely. Blessings to you, man.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.